Welcome to 91.1 WGGW. Today I have with me Colleen from the Co-op Gallery at 33 Main Street. How are you today, Colleen?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking, Sue. I'm joined by Nestor Valdez and Melanie Malinsky, two of our members, also at the Artist Co-op Gallery at 33 Main Street in North Adams. And we're going to talk a little bit about our gallery, our shows, and we're here to publicize Melanie Malinsky's Artist Talk, which will be held today at 4 p.m. at the gallery.
So did Melanie want to talk about her talk right now?
Sure. I am going to talk about the artist book. So I make artist books, and I don't think a lot of people really know what an artist book is. So I have some, I'm going to give a little bit of a historical overview, and I have a lot of books that people can handle. And one of the things that I'm hoping that my talk is going to be more about is, or what's going to happen at my talk, is that it will allow people to handle the books. A lot of times when you go to a gallery or to a museum, we're all sort of trained that we're not supposed to touch the art, that art is something to be looked at but not really to be handled. And all of us who have ever read a book know that if you're going to read a book, you have to handle the book. So for an artist book, it's sort of this, you're in this weird place where you can't really handle the book in a gallery setting or a museum setting. So I have all these books that are on display there. So I'm giving anybody who comes today the opportunity to handle all the books that I have, not only the ones that are on display, but I have probably at least 3 dozen books that I'm bringing with me that are not on display that people can handle, all sorts of different types of structures and shapes. Some of these books that I have, some people might even think this is not really a book, this is more like sculpture. So that's something else I'm going to talk about too, is how the book, the artist book, can also be a piece of sculpture or look like a piece of sculpture. And there's a lot of argument in the field of the artist book or book arts about what is a book. Does it have to be a traditional book form, or can it be something else too?
So now what time is your artist talk going to be?
It's at 4. 4 p.m.
4 till what time?
Well, I will have the books available from 4 until 6. My talk will probably go for the first half hour or so, and then I'll open it up for questions. And I'm also going to do a demonstration. I am making what's called a flag book today. It's a funky structure with all these little flags, and it's a little bit of an alternative one, so that when you pull it up, there's lots of different pages that move back and forth. It's kind of hard to explain over the radio, but it's a cool sort of interactive piece of paper kind of book structure. So I'll be making that probably from 5 until 6. And anybody can stop in during that time, 4 to 6, to look at any of the books and handle the books.
Now, is that just this week, or is that something you're going to be having often?
Well, for me, my talk is just this week, but this Artist Tea series is going to happen once a month. Every single month between now and October,
right. We'll
be having an artist talk on Wednesdays.
Yes, it's sort of on the second Wednesday at 4 p.m. The next in the series would be Debbie Pendle. She's in August, and in September we feature Ann Webster Lang, who's a jeweler working polymer clay, and PMC, which is precious metal clay. And then in October we will feature Jessica Phillips, who is an artist who uses stoneware and creates these lovely hand-carved vessels and bowls. But today is Melanie's day, and
Yay. So
she's going to start it off, and we hope that this is something that will progress into even adding Saturdays.
This sounds really interesting. So anybody that's, is this going to be right at the gallery, or?
Right at the gallery.
At 33 Main Street in North Adams?
Yes, refreshments will be served because it's called Artist Talks and Tea. And so it's a way to get the community in. It's a way to kind of foster some educational component of the gallery. And it's also a way to see for people to come in and enjoy the artwork that's offered for sale in the gallery. Like Melanie offers quite a nicer arrangement of books for sale. And they range from very small books of recycled materials to her art paste papers, her artistic paste papers that she creates, and these gorgeous book editions where she details trees and talks about their personality in a way.
Right, it's kind of their personality.
Yeah, and creates these wonderful book structures, right, which really are pieces of art, and more of a sculptural piece that she was referring to before. yeah, I encourage everybody to come down and take a look at this talk.
And just,
not everybody gets to see book arts,
right?
You know,
and handle them too. And there's also a lot of these books that I have, some of my books are in collections across the country, in special collections at libraries and museums, and that is typically where artist books go. They don't necessarily go and hang on a wall like a painting does. They'll go to the library or the special collection. The Clark Art Institute and Chapin Library at Williams, they both have incredible artist book collections. If you come to my talk today, I will have a handout that will have links to websites where you can learn more about them, and also ways you can make an appointment at the Clark or at Chapin to see more of these artist books. And another thing that a lot of places do, some places make you wear white gloves when you handle these books to make sure that you don't harm them. Some people just make sure you have really clean hands. I'm a proponent of the latter part, the one of just if you have clean hands, you can handle the books, and that's the best way of experiencing them. It's a way of entering a different world by having looking through these books.
Now, where did you get all the books?
I made all the books.
You made them all yourself,
I made
huh?
all of them myself. Some of them I've actually made the paper. Some of them I do everything. I make the paper, I bind them, I print them, I do everything that goes with them. Some of them I don't make the paper, but everything else I do. I either put them through my inkjet, I do portage, which is a form of a rubbing. I do silkscreen, I do stenciling, I do lithography, woodcuts, letterpress printing, all these different styles of printing. And then all these there's different types of binding as well. And sometimes I have photography in my books, my handwriting. I have really great handwriting that is a big part of my work as well.
Now, how long did it take you to make all these books?
It depends on the book. Right now, I'm in the process of editioning a book that's on display at the co-op. It's my Alaska book. And each individual book probably takes me about 2.5 to 3 hours to put together now that the printing's done. The printing took me a whole day to print the entire book by making 29 of them. So the edition is 29 different of the same book. And so that is taking me a while.
And how many different types of books do you have?
I don't even know how many I'm going to have. Because I have a lot of different styles of books. Like I'll have accordion full books, I'll have some flag books, some pamphlet style books, codex, which is a traditional kind of book, this star style book, a tunnel book. I'm not really sure of the other ones, but there's lots of different types of way the books look, so they actually look more like they're sculpture.
Now, what's the total number of books that you have right now at this point?
I have no idea. I have made in my lifetime, like there's these blank books that I'm selling at the co-op. I have made over 500 of those.
Oh, wow.
In like the past 10 years or so. At least 500. I have probably even more than that.
So this is something that's been a passion of yours for a while,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I teach it, too. Yeah.
Oh, so it must be really exciting for you, then.
It is. It is. Very much so. Yeah.
Wow. So that sounds really great. So now it's free admission, you guys said, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's something that sounds like it's going to be really fun. And I think everybody should go down there and check that out today. And we have another guest here.
Nestor.
So Nestor, you're an artist at the gallery too, right?
Yes, I'm one of the artists at the gallery.
So what do you do there? What kind of work do you have there?
Well, my work is at this point in time is mostly nudes, and they're in graphite. I started working in these pieces probably about 12 years ago, and at this point, I'm moving towards a collection that's been influenced by, actually, the Berkshires. So I have included some nature into my pieces that would eventually be showing at the gallery. They're not there yet, but they will be there within the next, probably the next week or so.
Okay, and how many pieces of work are you going to have?
I'm hoping that there'll be about another 5 or 6 pieces that's what I have space for at this point in time at the gallery.
And that will be there starting next week, huh?
Hopefully it will be ready within the next week, yeah.
So that sounds pretty exciting. And Colleen, did you have work there too, also at the gallery?
Yes, I do, Sue. I work in porcelain, and I have a line of porcelain jewelry that I've entitled Local Texture. That's currently on display in our jewelry case. And I also have some vessels, also of porcelain, which are a technique. They are made of different colored bodies of porcelain that I assemble. and then I put a slip over them, which is a liquid porcelain, and I actually used shellac as a resist and water etch a design. And what the result is a very decorative, patterned, highly colorful object that can be used, but most people probably would use it just for decoration. And I have several of those vessels on display now.
Now, are those just for display or are they for sale too?
Everything in our gallery is currently for sale. We don't have any items that are not for sale. Everything we have has been created for the purpose of selling. That is why, you know, the co-op is a cooperative of artists, 35 right now. We have 35 members, and each artist has put in several pieces or quite a few number of pieces to the to be offered for sale. And right now we have about five or six ceramic artists. We have two photographers. We have about 12 fine artists that range from, as Melanie said, the book arts and drawing to painters to collage artists, a digital artist. We have a woodworker. We have a couple of fiber artists, one who works in silk and one weaver. We have a paper maker. And let me see, well, am I forgetting anything?
Printmaker?
We have one printmaker.
Photographers.
Now, do other artists live right here in this area?
Most of the artists live within the Berkshire region. We have, unlike last year, we've extended our base to go through to the bordering towns of New York and Vermont. So we have several artists from Bennington. We've got one artist from Arlington, Vermont. We have...
So who's your artist from Arlington, Vermont?
That would be Jessica Phillips, the one that I spoke of earlier, who's going to be doing the artist talk in October. She does elaborately carved stoneware. We've got three artists in Bennington, Ann Webster Lang, who's a jeweler that I spoke of before, who does the PNC and the polymer clay jewelry. Joe Churchirillo is in North Bennington. He's a metal artist, and also he has two sculptures that are kinetic at the gallery, and they're very interesting because they're made out of natural materials, and they make sound, or the one that he's putting on display for today actually is called artificial wind, and that will involve moving air currents.
Oh, wow, that sounds really neat.
And then the other artist from Bennington we have is Joshua Primer, who is working in architecturally shaped ceramics. He also works in stoneware. We have artists who are in the Northampton area, several, probably about four of them. And those include Sharon Merman, who is our woodworker, and Robbie Heidinger, who recently was awarded a Massachusetts Cultural Council Fellow for 2009 in crafts. We have Donabelle Cassie, who is a jewelry artist who works in vitreous enamel. And we have one other in that area, and it's not coming to me at the moment, in the Northampton area.
Oh, yes, the other jewelry, right? That's...
We have artists who are in the southern part of the state, like Franco Pellegrino, who's down in Great Barrington. And I would say the bulk are right here in North Adams and Williamstown.
Now, how long did it take all of you to rearrange this with all the artists?
Well, we started probably in February or March getting a jury call together. And by that, I mean we kind of came up with the basis for our cooperative and how we were going to structure it. And then getting the participants together, we put out a call for artists to submit their work and submit slides for digital images. And we chose the best among the applicants as participating and non-participating members. from there, it was a matter of just securing the space. We are part of Down Street Art, which for most people, you're familiar with Gallery 51 and the Maya. We were in a different location last year. Our inaugural year, we were at 107 Main, which is now occupied by Kids Space. But in this current location, we're finding that we're getting a lot more visibility and a lot more foot traffic. And we see ourselves as kind of an artistic visitor center for the entire Down Street project. Meaning if they come to downtown and they've come from Massapequa, or they've come into town and parked in one of the downtown lots, most likely, since we are at the corner lot, they are going to come to us first. And so we've been passing out brochures and letting those patrons know of the other venues. And just trying to give them the idea of the scope of this public art project, Down Street Art.
Yeah, you know, I worked Down Street Art last summer, all summer, and I noticed that the gallery where you're located now on 33 is a lot more popular than it was at the other end of the street at 101. And it is great because, like, when I work at Maya, I pass the word along too. So we just pass them all the way down the street and down Holden Street. We want to make sure that they cover all the whole area so they can experience totally what the Down Street Art is all about.
Right.
And we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to 91.1 WJJW. Well, we're back with Colleen over at the co-op at 33 Main Street, and she wants to talk about a few of the area artists.
Yeah, thank you, Sue. Yeah, we spoke a little bit about people who were outside of the area. I wanted to talk a little bit about people who we have right here in the region, the immediate region, and we have quite a few wonderful artists here in town, many of whom reside or keep aloft at the Eclipse Mill, the Beaver Mill, and I just wanted to let people know that we have Norm Thomas over at the gallery, at the co-op gallery. He does oil on panel. We've got the painter Ed Carson, who works in oils and has many pieces featuring his cakes and fruits and edibles right now in our gallery. We have the photographer Kelly Lee, who many people in town already know because he's very visible with his own cable show and seems to take a lot of the area photos. And
what kind of cable show is he doing there?
He has a public access show. I think it's on Mondays at 4 p.m. with Eric Buddington, and it's a political talk show.
Oh, so any politicians out there, there you go.
He's got a lot of info. He's always a pleasure to talk with. And we have David Lane, who's over at the Eclipse, and David also works in oils and has two distinct bodies of works, one in landscape, but most notably at the gallery, he's showing tiny, tiny works. They're maybe 6 inches square, not including the frame, and they're of fruits like strawberries and plums, and they're very delicately done in kind of an old world meets contemporary style. And we have Debbie Pendle, who again is speaking at the next artist talk in August. She will be having a one-person show at Gallery 51, which will begin on the 30th of July. And she is a wonderful collage artist, works in acrylic media. And we have Cynthia Lewis, who is a paper maker and a weaver. And she has sheets of paper that she has made and is offered for sale at the gallery. She also has some wonderful abstract framed works of pulp paper paintings. And she also has some woven chenille scarves. And we have Rodney Wilkinson, who is new to the Eclipse Mill, but has been a resident of Williamstown for several years. He does charcoal works and various media like oil and pencil. And he tends to work mostly in nudes and figurative pieces. In addition to that, in town we have Jennifer Smith, who's a part-time resident in North Adams, and she does these wonderful little pen and ink drawings that are sort of reminiscent of Ed Gormley. And
Who was Ed Gormley?
Ed Gormley is an artist who, it reminds me of the work that would be depicting the Adams family. It's a pen and ink, kind of dark eyes. She makes these creatures up, and some of them are combinations of animal and human, and some of them have these beautiful elaborate backgrounds of, they remind me of old time gates, like wrought iron gates. And she uses trees and just like the hair would be going into another kind of tree-like form. Very interesting.
Oh yeah, it sounds pretty unique then.
We have Catherine Barkowski-Byrne, who is an acrylic and oil painter and an abstract type of large-scale abstract paintings. And she also resides part-time here in North Adams. And we have Thor Wickstrom, who is at the Beaver Mill, and he works in oils and can be seen around town a lot of times painting. we have Jay Fox, who's also at the Beaver Mill, part-time resident there, and she is also an oil painter. Plein Air, they both are currently in the portrait show, as is Rodney Wilkinson and Norm Thomas. They're both in the portrait show that is currently at the Eclipse Mill Gallery. And Tracy Baker White is in Williamstown, and she does these beautiful oil paintings of landscapes. And we have Ellen Joffe Halpern, also Williamstown, and she does this mixed media painting. She has her nudes currently on display, and a couple of florals as well. And lastly, in the region, but certainly not least, is Martha Flood, who is our fellow co-director. And she's currently at the gallery manning the counter in hopes of patrons coming through the door. And Martha is a wonderful surface designer and designs fabrics and wallpapers and creates these beautiful wall hangings that are currently on display at the gallery. And more works hopefully will be on the way. So she has a break from administration duties, she'll be able to create more works.
Wow, sounds like you got a tremendous variety of artwork there down at your gallery.
Yes, we do. One photographer that I forgot to mention earlier is Dale Levitz. She's in Williamstown. Dale has apparently been not exhibiting for several years, and so this is kind of her reemergence on the art scene after being absent from an exhibiting for some years. So we're happy to have her. And we also have Linda Siska, Laurie St. Pierre, two wonderful potters from Chicopee and Huntington. And their works have been practically flying out the door.
So it must have been like a hard process trying to decide out of like all the artists that wanted to be involved in the gallery, which ones that you were going to pick to have their work there.
Yeah, well, we were looking for a nice diverse group. And of course we had to limit the 2D, I mean, the fine art that goes on the wall, because we only have so much wall space. So that really was the criteria. The other aspects that you had to consider was that are too many people doing the same thing, like we had several collage artists. And
so how did you decide like which ones you were gonna pick? Because a lot of work is probably really good.
The quality, and in this case, Debbie Pendle had been a previous member. Last year, she was a participating member of the co-op gallery. So, you know, we would definitely give preference to past members. Her quality is outstanding. Also, in some of the ceramist work, bodies of work that we received, you know, there was quite a good pool to choose from. We selected those who were outstanding and also different. Like we have one who's a raku artist, one who's a soda fire artist, one who fires in in gas kiln, one who uses carving techniques, one who's purely non-decorative, functional, and one whose work kind of is hand-built but kind of runs in between several different genres. So it's a nice diverse group. We have two glass artists. One is a flamework glass artist, meaning that she creates these small glass over a small flame, and the other is a glass blower. And she creates small vessels like tumblers and vases. And her name is Leslie Kirschley, and she's out in Shelburne Falls.
So, oh, wow. So I'm just amazed because I knew you had like a lot of work down at the gallery, mm-hmm. but I didn't realize how many artists were actually involved in the work down there.
Yes, we have 35.
That's amazing.
We also augment that membership during, what we believe will be getting more work would be for the La Mesa and the Element shows. And those are two upcoming shows that will run concurrent with Down Street Art Thursdays. So on July 30th, we will have our opening. The show actually is open to the public from July 29th because we are open Wednesdays through Sunday. But July 30th will be our grand opening for La Mesa. And La Mesa is all about work for the table, artwork for the table. And so we believe that the entries that we will be receiving and exhibiting will either be place settings or functional objects, but they are also interpretations of artwork for the table. Like we could have a totally non-utilitarian piece that might be a place setting, but it might be made out of paper, for example. And we may have flatware that is it would normally one would consider to be used for the table, but may not be functional at all. So it's open to interpretation, and it is also open to fine art pieces, which would be interpretations of some aspect of eating or food or tableware. I don't know. It's really very varied. We are still accepting applications for this show, and applications can be got received at the gallery.
Oh, that sounds pretty interesting. I never knew you'd be so creative with tableware.
Yeah, this is a show that we have seen at the National Council of Ceramic Arts, which we attend. Nestor and I attend the conference yearly, and it's a show that was originally put on by the Santa Fe Clay Institute or something along those lines, Santa Fe Clay. And they put on this show and get probably some of the best ceramics in the country.
Now, where were they located? I mean, where was their show at?
Well, that show is always held concurrent with the NCECA, National Council on Ceramic Arts Conference, and that changes its location yearly.
I mean, is that in the Berkshires?
No, it's all over the United States. For example, last year, it was held in Phoenix, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
The year prior to that, Pittsburgh. The year prior to that, Louisville, Kentucky. And again, it's a national show, getting some of the best artists that we have in the ceramic arts, and they put out their interpretations of a place setting. And we have just kind of taken that as a starting point and didn't want to just limit it to place settings. We wanted it to, because we have so much broad scope of talent here. You know, we have the glass artists, we have the fiber artists, that we didn't want to limit it just to ceramic arts. So we created an art for the table kind of entry.
Well, that's interesting, because that way you guys can put like your own creativity to it too.
Absolutely. In fact, our final show for the season, which will take place in October, September and October, that's called Out of the Box. And that's where our member artists will hopefully do something very different than their current body of work, because we want them to think outside of the box. We want them to really put themselves out there as an artist and challenge themselves. So that should be very interesting. I mean, we may have painters coming up with sculptures, and I know one painter who does puppets.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be, I think that would be real interesting.
I hope he chooses to put puppets in that show. But another thing I'd like to mention is today's talk, Melanie Mowinski, giving a lecture and a demonstration. I also wanted to talk about Melanie's presentation of some of her public work that's in the gallery. We have some of her paper words, and she's got a booklet. Maybe she can add to that.
In 2005, I began this project in Philadelphia. It was in honor of Earth Day. I made 100 paper words. There are 5 different words that I made 20 of each, and they're made out of abaca paper fiber. So I began with the raw fiber, and I beat it in a special beater called a Hollander beater, and then I made molds for each of these words. So the words are love, care, give, respect, and love. And the whole idea is thinking about how we need to do this not only for the earth but for ourselves. And so I wrapped all these words around 100 different trees in downtown Philadelphia. And since then I've wrapped the same words in different places. I wrapped it at the Clark Art Institute once, at this place called Wingrove in Tasmania, Australia. I did it in Pittsfield for Arbor Day last year, and I haven't done any recent installations, but you can read all about how the process of how I made the words, and you can actually purchase individual words if you would like there as well. And a lot of people have purchased those words so that they can put them onto their own trees. And one of the great things about these paper words is the abaca fiber is just very, very strong fiber, and it's mixed with a cotton thread. A cotton string is sandwiched in between 2 layers of this paper pulp that's been sandwiched and dried, and they're very, very durable. I have had words out on trees that are right on the ocean for over a year, and the paper words actually still stand up. And not only do they still stand up, they start to take on the color and the texture of the bark and the sap of the tree. They become these lovely, they are transformed into these lovely pieces of art that nature has then decorated. It's really quite lovely. So they're really durable paper words in a way that somebody can also share with the world their desire to respect, care, love, give, or
honor,
that's the word, honor the earth. So a lot of my work is really based in nature and is about this idea of how do we honor the earth, how do we take care of the earth, and how do we take care of each other, and looking at the earth as that it has, and that in particular trees, that they have this sense, they have a personality, they have a being, they have a life, and that if we would take care of them just as much as we take care of each other, I feel like this is a bigger analogy of what we need to do for the earth to encourage us as humans to live our lives and with respect and love for each other.
Well, you know, I think it's really neat how the past couple of years, people are getting more and more involved in the environment.
This is true, and so my work has been about being outside and bringing that outside to the indoor gallery space to help remind people of this and to take it home with them.
Because like the big thing now is go green, you know?
Right.
So I think that's really neat because I don't know if you've heard anything about this, but a lot of people are saying that the weather has to do with the environment now. Like, look at last week, the weather we had in July. I mean, that's weather you usually have in September, you know?
Right.
So it's like, yeah, there's definitely changes that definitely, like, long-term have to be done to the environment. And that's a good way that you're going about it, too. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to 91.1 WJJW. And here we got Melanie back from gallery, from the 33 Main Street Gallery.
So you can come down today at 4. You can see the copies of my public work projects or any of the other books that I have on display. You can handle those and learn a little bit more about the book arts. And another thing that's happening as part of Down Street, the whole Down Street scene today, is the big beach party up on Eagle Street. So you can start at the co-op and then work your way up through all the Down Street galleries and end up on Eagle Street for the beach party. It sounds like a really fun Wednesday afternoon, and today is beautiful, sun is out, it's going to be a great day, so start at the co-op and then make your way up through Don Street Galleries to the Eagle Street. And now Colleen's going to talk a little bit more about some of our other upcoming events.
Yeah, we have an event coming up called the Paint Out, and that will be held July 25th. And it is open to registration. People are encouraged to stop by the gallery, pick up a registration form, and join us on that July 25th, Saturday, starting at about, I think it's 10 or 11 a.m., the painters are going to go anywhere in downtown with their easels or with their sketch pads, and they're going to sketch some aspect of North Adams downtown. And then those works that would be created on that day are going to be exhibited in our gallery on the evening of Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th. There will be prizes awarded. There will be ribbons given out. We're hoping to get a very prominent guest juror to hand out those awards. Refreshments will be served. It will be an opening reception on that evening from, I believe it's from 5 to 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, July 25th. And I think it's going to be a really fun event. And it offers a lot of spontaneity. It offers a lot of artistic community, and I encourage everybody to stop by and check it out.
Wow, there's like so much going on around here. I never realized how many events are going on at once, you know?
That's good.
It's amazing. I mean, the Down Street Art, I think it's amazing. I know it's the first time of last year, but do you know they had 15,000 people that show up for Down Street Art last year?
Right.
I mean, it was just amazing. I mean, you didn't think that because not everybody comes in at once.
Right.
But what we do is we keep track every day how many people come in. And like what I do, because I volunteer at Maya 3, Travis Reckles, I'll go like from 10 to 12, 12 to 2, like certain times, so you know what your busy times are.
Right.
So you know like what time you want to have like the most people there to help out. But I just think it's great. And like this year, it's like there's totally different exhibits there too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's expanded like even twice as much as it was last year. So it's like the arts are becoming more and more and more popular, which is really great.
Well, it's wonderful to have North Adams as an arts destination, and I think it's starting to be looked upon as a place that is not just Massmoka for the arts. You know, there are a lot of talent here in town. So we're very fortunate to be able to have the space and to offer that through this Down Street Art season.
It's a great way for everybody to show their art to everybody. And with all the exhibits and all the different kind of talent out there, it's free to go into the exhibits and check it out. So I encourage everybody to make sure you go down there and check it out. And you could go to 33 Main Street or 51, or Gallery 51, anywhere, and you can pick up a map of all the exhibits and everything that's going on with Down Street Art. So it gives you a variety to choose whatever you want to look at.
I just wanted to mention that it's great too, because it brings a lot of people into the downtown, and it helps the businesses in the area too, which is great for everyone.
Yeah, you have Cup and Saucer here at Moulton General Store. You have the antique store, which is right there by 33. I mean, there's tons of businesses and stores in the area. So while you're checking out Down Street Art, check out all the stores and stuff in the area too.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome, and thank you guys very much, and I'll see you next Wednesday on Art Connections. I'm Sue, and goodbye for now.